There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Robots can predict breakdowns and order their own replacement parts. And retailers can get ahead of the fashion trend of the day with a new line tomorrow. With a Verizon Private 5G network, you can get more agility and security, giving you more control of your business. We call this enterprise intelligence. From the network America relies on, Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. Pre-qualification required for private 5G network. Terms apply.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
7:06 in St. Louis. Doug, we wanted to start early today.
Yeah, well, we need to get going because we have so much ground to cover.
Thank you. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7, the Potted Plant. HD2, kind of the big time, don't want to brag. We're in the Michelob Ultra Studios. It's the Munganass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. And the reason we had to get to the show ASAP today, a full minute early, is because the Plowhawk is back and you're going to be in trouble. Hey now, hey now, the Plowhawk's back. Who sang that song?
My boyfriend's back and you're going to get in trouble.
Hey now,
hey now. I don't know.
We didn't know any of it, but just the tune.
But it's great to be back. Super anxious to get started.
The Ronettes?
Who are you?
Was it the Ronettes?
It sounds like something Ronnie Spector would sing.
Phil Spector.
Well, Phil Spector, no. Ronnie Spector.
Did Phil get shot?
I think he's... Didn't he die in jail?
The end wasn't pretty
for to join us at 8 o'clock, so somebody's going to need to let me know on that.
I wasn't prepared for a Phil Spector segment.
I know.
That's on me.
Ronnie Spector died just not long ago.
She was with Eddie Money. Was that 86?
I think mid-80s. Well, you said 80s. I'll go with 86.
I don't know the years, Tim.
You're never wrong, so I'll say 86.
Flip that off.
Oh, God, here we go.
Ooh, it is slutty in the YouTube chat right now. Plowhawk, something that we've added, a feature in the YouTube chat. Is the listeners can go private with each other.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
And with us.
Nuh-uh.
With us, yeah.
Are you serious?
It's $20 to go private and then $4.99 per minute. And as people know, I really specialize in foreplay, so you're going to be in there for a while with me.
See, this could be a joke, but, like, seriously, that will, like, probably make money. So, like, it would be creepy, but, like, you could probably turn a profit on going private.
Yeah, we started Monday. Tuesday, I was cybering with Bill's wife.
What?
Nurse?
You went private with Bill's wife?
Yeah, we were cybering.
I feel like I've missed so much.
What'd you do while cybering?
I did it right here. Didn't you see me texting?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Doug, Timmy the Tickler is in the engineer design facilities text inbox. Blacked and blacked raw are very different. I think he sent that yesterday, but he's doubling down.
What is it?
It's two different things, yes.
I've always said blacked is like one of the, it's to the point. And it almost looks like shoot it in like
what is it?
A very lavish Ritz-Carlton hotel room.
What in the world is it?
It's an adult film site, but I don't know what the difference between blacked and blacked raw is, although one, if he or she were to deduce, it may be a difference of a condom being present and one not being present. If I had to wager, otherwise I don't really know what else would be going on.
Unedited. Maybe.
Oh, is that right?
Maybe it's just absolutely...
They left the shears in the truck.
Raw footage.
There is no difference because
there is no difference.
No, because I've watched Blacked. They don't wear condoms.
Is that right?
Yeah. I just think he won't need another outlet, so he just ran out of names and just added something to Blacked.
Are we still talking about Phil Spector?
That's correct. That is correct.
No, I think Phil Spector may still be alive in jail. I don't know. He had many wigs.
Ew.
It's a pretty good movie.
Ray, meet Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
Phil Spector's dead.
No longer with us, so we will cancel the 8 o'clock interview. Okay.
Al Pacino played him in the Netflix movie. Not very good.
All right.
Who?
I'm just unprepared totally. I apologize,
Phil
fellas.
Phil Spector?
He was a record producer, right?
Isn't there some... Yeah. Doesn't very, he have, like, a popular. Bad taste in his mouth? Didn't something happen to him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he killed somebody.
Oh, that's what it was.
Put that off.
I didn't...
Plowhawk, tell me about driving 23 hours to Montana and then Utah and then back here to the gateway to the West, which is the gateway to the best football team.
I told Doug, like, I like driving in silence, and I did that a lot of the trips since I did, I think, 44 of the 46 hours.
Yeah.
I drove 98, 99.
46 hours of driving?
Ooh. Yeah. And
just shoot me.
You almost get into, like, a trance.
Yeah.
Like, Kansas, I didn't remember at all coming home. But the drive itself was beautiful. Broke it up on the way back, staying in Utah, and then went a couple days in Denver. It was just unreal.
Huh.
Like, I can't explain it. Just beautiful scenery that you don't really see ever here. People are super nice, and it was just fantastic. The dogs are really good. They got a bunch of, you know, swimming and hiking, and, you know, we smoked plenty of ganj in the forest, and it was just beautiful. Mm.
And you even have a hat with the state of Montana pictured on it.
Got to represent it, yeah. So got some time with the nephew, too. Took him swimming, babysat, changed some diapers. It was everything was really good. But I was really anxious to get back. Got here about 3:50. Yeah, like I was...
This morning you got here at 3:50.
I did. Like the anxiety of emails and like what I've missed, so...
You don't get emails... when you are not in the building.
Correct.
Doug, that is a very old-school approach.
We've tried. Marshall has tried.
Really?
It just, I don't
even
know.
Even I figure that out, and I'm one of the olds.
Even though, I don't know if it's my iPhone setting or just user error.
So once the Plowhawk is gone from the station, management is not able to get into contact with him, whether he's in Montana or in Soulard.
Correct. So, like, what I usually do is direct people to my Gmail. So, like, they have, like, a backup way of getting a hold of me. So I was just ready to check emails. Did about, I think, 18 best of segment. Gonna do a bunch of stuff today to get back to normal. So it's great to be back.
So if you left here and went out to your car, and a minute after you left here and got to your car, and say Tommy emailed you and said, got a special offer for you. If you can get back, if you can come to my office in 2 minutes, we have a $3,000 bonus check for you. You wouldn't get that email.
Yeah, Publisher Clearinghouse could let me know that I have $100 million waiting.
Ed McMahon would show up. Well, he's no longer with us.
Yeah,
he's supposed to join us at 9, so somebody needs to clear this guest list with me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the driving part was tough. It was a battle. But we took all of our seats out, so the dogs had two dog beds. It was very lavish back there.
You get an idea of what it's like to be an over-the-road trucker, where you just drive and drive and drive and drive.
Yeah, it was nice having 80-mile-an-hour speed limit zone. So like
that means 90.
Yeah, you could really just really book it and cook it. Like
that would remind me, if Filey had a really terrible job, and it's the weekend, and it's one of those jobs where you start on a Saturday, and all you do is think about, oh, God, only two more days, I could go back to this crap. That's how I would think if I knew I had to drive 20-plus hours. You know, it's Wednesday. Oh, God, three more days I got to drive 20-something hours. I think that would be in the back of my mind, even during the trip, knowing that at some point I got to drive all the way back.
Oh, driving was like the staple of the trip, so I got used to it. We left at like 11:30 p.m. on Friday. Got to South Dakota about 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. And then left at about 7 a.m. Sunday and got to Montana at like 4.
You probably put 2,500 miles on your car.
Oh, Doug, wait, 3,850 was the total.
Hmm. 3,800?
Yes. Wow. Did a lot of driving once you get there, you know, just, going around there and making our stops. So, yeah, it's like $800 in gas.
Oh.
Sweet mother of pearl.
Yeah. You're pretty close to being able to fly at that point.
Logistically, harder to get flights. There's always a layover in Salt Lake City, and then a rental car in that kind of climate. Just the wear and tear, I just wouldn't feel comfortable having to do that. So, and it would come out to be about the same. The dogs couldn't have went, so it was all good.
Well, if it's about the same, I'm flying.
Yeah. Of course you would.
The bad beat for me would have been Montana is perfect for fishing. And he didn't have a fishing license.
Yeah, my fishing license in Montana expired. I got the 2-year one thinking I would come back and use it.
Are there really game wardens everywhere checking everybody?
100%.
Is that right?
Like, they are the kings there. I mean, they have full autonomy out there, which is fine. I mean, there's a ton of farmland. We saw them multiple times, like, wrangling up, like, wild cattle and getting them, like, those dudes are... You know, even in Illinois, those dudes are above the law. They have more authority to search, seizure.
To make sure that you don't fish.
They're everywhere, so I didn't want to mess with it. So, yeah, I didn't want to pay the $78 just for one day of fishing. That's a piece, so it'd be like 150 plus tax. So we're like, nah, we won't. We'll just go on a hike or something.
Can't claim ignorance. That wouldn't work either, would it?
No.
Oh, we need a license?
We've been there and done that, and yeah. But, yeah, that was, other than that, like, everything was perfect.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, no AC in any cabin that we stayed at, though. So, like, the trick was, like, early in the morning, you shut the windows. So, like, the cold air stays in, shut the curtains. So, I ended up, you know, once you learn that trick, it's all good.
Oh. Where'd you stop to eat on the way?
Oh, man. We had
still Stuckey's?
No, the best pun was this, like, old podunk, like, drive-through funnel cake. Funnel cake stick and corn dog stand.
Oh, God.
Dude, this thing was so ghetto in, like, the weirdest part of, like, Salt Lake City. But fire corn dogs, man. Like, homemade batter with the... Oh, my gosh. And then, like, they came with, like, funnel cake sticks. I got that instead of the fries or salad.
Oh, did you?
Dipped them in the raspberry and chocolate sauce that they provided.
Did you go see the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, boy?
No, we went to Virginia City, though, and, like... You know, building from, like, the 1850s, had a nice steak meal there. That was, like, traveling back in time, bro. That was great.
Hang out with Flanagan when he got up Utah?
No, but, man, that place is amazing. A lot of lizards, though, like, where we're at.
Lizards?
A lot of lizards, probably a lot of snakes.
What kind of lizards?
And then this random couple showed up. Apparently, we weren't notified that they were, like, staying in, like, the cabin. It, like, it was super awkward. And this lady
stayed
had
in your cabin?
You had, like, happy face PJs on, like, oh, man.
They were swingers.
It looked like Swinger Central, bro.
They came to sleep in your cabin?
It was, like, a communal cabin, and then our cabin is offset. So, like, they had the TV and everything, but the owner's like, hey, this is communal.
So and it was connected. It was all connected?
In. Yeah, then these two couples walked in, and it certainly got the swinger vibe. Like, they were ready. They've driven a long ways. They were prepared. They were ready to... drop their gear and get after it, and we were just in there. I was rolling a blunt and making a frozen pizza.
Oh.
So, like, it was the worst time for them to walk in. But
that was just like your home.
Yeah, I just said, give me 10 minutes, let me clean this up. And that was that.
So then you had roommates.
Yeah, and then we just played chess outside while they were inside.
Oh.
You didn't do anything with them?
Nah, they wouldn't come out. They went right to the bedroom and turned music on and...
Got after it.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened after that.
It was a sign for you to join.
Went to bed, maybe. Maybe they were sleepy.
No, they didn't look sleepy.
Oh, they didn't? Either one of them carrying a pineapple?
I told you the Happy Fame PJs maybe were a sign.
Oh. Well, so you had a grand old time.
Yes, again, great to be back. Love it.
But we're then stressed out about the emails you may have missed.
Yeah, I came here early, got some work done. It felt good to be productive again.
So you got in here at 4:30?
Oh, I got here at like 3:50. I got up here
so
at like 4.
Still watching the Cardinals' third inning?
Yeah, I heard about that game. I didn't watch any of that. I don't watch that sort of thing.
You gave up when they didn't get Juan Soto.
Yeah, I watch entertaining television.
No.
Doug, here we go.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Enough about me. How you guys doing?
Plowhawk, how do you feel about the Cardinals right now?
You know, I had takes, but then they went on a 3-game stretch and swept the Yankees.
So
pitching was needed, but they didn't trade anybody worthwhile to get said pitching. So you probably still could have.
Oh, was that a shot at
Harrison
Bader?
Bader, hello. He was hitting a very raucous 208, I think.
I don't think he'll be missed outside of the 15-year-olds up in the bleachers in the 400 level. But other than that, I thought the two pitchers were low-ish hanging fruit. Montgomery had potential. But not getting Juan Soto.
These are pretty good hurlers.
Well, letting the Padres get them when they're battling it out in the wild card seems a little risky.
Well, we're battling the Brewers for the division. We don't want wild card anymore.
I think my take will be wrong, though, about Soto. Because you saw Jordan Walker dominate that outfield position there over the weekend and the minors. So they'll win a minor league title. And, you know, that'll be fun for the city.
To win the minor league title?
Apparently that's what we're playing for, so...
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Get on
sakes.
Out to Memphis, boys.
I don't think he's even in Memphis. I think he's in Springfield.
Oh, is that where it is?
They're both in Springfield.
Can't even make Memphis yet.
A double A, yeah.
It's a hard club to make.
Well, so far it's worked out okay. They won their first, six without him, seven in a row before last night.
Did they give up 16 last night?
That's all, yeah.
Sick. Solid.
They said Michaelis set a record, first pitcher to ever give up 14 hits and 10 runs and 2 2/3. Hard to believe that had never been done, isn't it? I mean, that was a real shellacking, but it doesn't feel like it was of biblical proportions.
That was going to be my question this morning, because I didn't read any articles. I just saw the score in the second inning and saw that Michaelis was in there for 14 hits and 10 runs.
It almost looked like he didn't have his best stuff.
Nice.
And I was going to ask the question. That's got to be close to the most runs ever given up by a starting pitcher in less than three innings. So I guess you said it was?
Yeah, I heard somewhere that was the first one to ever give up 14 hits and 10 runs in 2 2/3. I'm surprised at that.
What's he to the Rockies in the playoffs?
The Rockies aren't going to the playoffs.
What's his ERA?
Hell, but the hell, they's on scholarship too.
Does the ERA go over 4?
3.5.
Went up almost a run.
It happens. Stuff like that happens in pro sports. You get shellacked. Some of the best teams ever have had games like that where they just get steamrolled.
Yeah, I did love the Juan Soto to the Padres. I was heated. I was on a lot of driving, a lot of coffee, not a lot of sleep when that went down.
Yeah.
So.
You upset by it?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Were you?
I thought for sure, because there's so many stories. There's always an inkling that it could happen. I mean, there's always people talking about, oh, we're in the lead. We have the most prospects.
You hate our prospect.
I don't. I just think they're a dime a dozen. But
well, sometimes they are, yeah.
That's why I'm doing this job. And
they traded a bunch of prospects to get Arenado and Goldschmidt. None have materialized at all. No, I'm just backing your point.
Yeah. Yeah, and those were like prospects. Like, we fleeced those dudes.
Yeah. Because we could afford the superstars coming this direction.
Jordan Walker better make some all-star teams.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Right, Doug?
So far, I know very short sample size, and this will change over the course of the final weeks of the season, but so far, Soto would not have been a difference maker in any of the games they played. They won the first 6 without him, and then they lost by 11. So he would not have mattered.
I don't know.
But obviously it only takes a game or two for him to be a difference maker before that could be in the playoffs, out of the playoffs, division winner, not a division winner. But so far, anyway, one guy in the outfield would not have made a difference.
Yeah, but the Padres getting him could mean us not making the playoffs because we're battling them. So I think it does matter. But
well, yeah, it matters. It definitely matters. But I think the Cardinals are focused on battling the Brewers and not the Padres.
Not to tell him good luck. I don't know what you want me to say.
All right. Okay, tell him good luck. I'm not going to tell them good luck.
It's the Munganast St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. Munganast. But Munganast was involved in your trip, Plowhawk?
Dude, they gave it a nice tune-up.
Oh, did
and
they?
The funny thing was, when I first got introduced to Munganast, I already bought that van 2 years prior from Munganast. So like, I just inherently just went to the best dealer.
So you knew it was a good deal.
Yeah, and so I was like, it looked like a great photo. The van was all packed up, had the rooftop carrier, the mountains in the background with the lake. So perfect pick. Love Jamie and Clayton and the boys there. Yeah. They just have done an amazing job with my CRV and our van. Couldn't thank them enough. Like, under pressure, like I got it in on Thursday. Checked everything out. Just absolutely beautiful.
And it ran like a top, did it?
Ran perfect. Mm. So I just can't say enough things about them. Love them. Yeah, Jamie talked to me throughout the trip. Just really, they're great people.
You need a car to run perfect when you're out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
you break down in the middle of Kansas somewhere. What in the hell would you do?
Yeah, the fact you have to pay $1.50 to get through Kansas is absolute highway robbery. Literally.
$1.50?
A toll, yeah.
I mean, they got to work on those roads somehow. Yeah. Missouri is one of the few states in the country where you pay nothing to drive anywhere.
Well, you hardly pay anything at Munganast. They are great people.
StLouisAcura.com and AltonToyota.com. It is Munganast sponsor, our 7 o'clock hour, and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Iggy, how do you feel about your roster this week?
I looked at it last night. I forgot, so I put it together last night. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
You seem kind of low-key.
No, I mean, there's a couple guys I may change for my purposes later. For our purposes, whatever I put in today will stay. But, yeah, I was kind of going back and forth on Webb Simpson because he plays well in this event. He played well in the event last week. He had, like, 7 top 10s in the last 10 years, and he missed the cut. And he's sitting down there in the 7,000, so I'm kind of
okay,
an early preview, Doug.
I thought it says a little preview. It's presented by Munganess. Jackson, could you tell the people about Muggsy?
Oh, absolutely. Boy, those Muggsy pants are outstanding.
I was rocking them all week.
Yeah, and I bet you. Did you get Swamp Ass?
No, not one bit.
No, were your balls comfortable?
They were perfect, like pillows.
I mean, that's. Could you give a better testimonial? This is the Plowhawk we're talking to. Muggsy jeans are the most comfortable pants in the damn world. They got so many different styles and options. If you want long pants like jeans or chinos or joggers, they got those for you. And for the hot summer months, they got great shorts, bunch of different inseams and styles and colors. They all look great. And most importantly, they feel incredible on your body. These pants, they move with you, not against you. They don't ride you on the inside like a hothead pitcher. No. These pants are just comfy, great looking. Everyone I've talked to who's owned a pair of Muggsy says, man, these really are. These are a special kind of pant. And I said, damn right they're special kind of pants. They're Muggsy. So head to Muggsy.com, use promo code TMA for 10% off your entire order. That's promo code TMA when you go to MuggsyJeans.com. Pick up all your stuff, whether you want some jeans, some chinos, some joggers, some shorts, those swim trunks with the liner inside. They don't scratch up your balls. That's not what they do over there at Muggsy. What they do is they free
them up.
Yeah, what they do is they free your balls once and for all. Doug, you ever had that netting that gets all up in your bag? Oh,
I cut that netting out, boy.
Right, and that's, you don't have to worry about that with Muggsy because they got the liner inside of them. They're perfect. So go to Muggsy.com, promo code TMA, 10% off your entire order, and free your balls once and for all.
There it is.
You know, I've heard that Lyndon Johnson audio. Have you heard that where he needed his pants tailored? He could have used some Muggsy.
Damn straight.
Best audio ever.
Design Air, the sponsor of our email today. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. JV Golf Coach is currently leading the month of August. Kevin Miller with 2 wins, 830 Recreator, and the great Carlos Spicy Wiener, all with wins. Design Air Heating and Cooling online at DesignAirService.com. The wonderful Seth Goldkamp wants you to know about Grub and Groove this weekend, this Saturday, at Francis Park. Grub and Groove has been going on for a few years at Francis Park. It's the 11th annual Grub and Groove, a free event in Francis Park this Saturday, August 13th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. The event showcases food and drink from exceptional local restaurants and live music from some of St. Louis's finest musicians like the Steve Ewing Band and Guilty Pleasures. Seth says he'll be there and will buy beers for any TMA Lemmings in attendance. Just look for the guy wearing a Design Air hat and a St. Gabriel 7th grade tournament championship ring. Doug, they gave away championship rings for people who have won it. So that it just shows the power of that tournament.
Gets a trophy, I guess.
What?
It's about everybody gets a trophy there.
Yeah, everybody gets a ring.
Yeah.
Fireworks at 9:40 at Francis Park if you want to go take the kids there. It's Grub and Groove this Saturday at Francis Park. Send your emails in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Or you can text in, Engineer Design Facilities text inbox 314-881-TMA5, 314-881-TMA5. And, of course, you're welcome to call into the Steve Schmidt Kia of North County phone line, 636-900-4TMA. And Doug and I will be at Steve Schmidt Kia of North County today for an event that is taking place from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Hubbard Street team will be there with us, and they will have barbecue for everybody provided by this barbecue place that Northsiders rave about.
What's
Man's
that?
Meats.
Man's Meats.
Man's Meats.
Doug, sounds like Man Meats. Sounds like we're on the menu.
Barbecue truck. It's Steve Schmidt Kia of North County, and it's at 11655 New Halls Ferry Road. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's the back-to-school buckle-up safety event at Steve Schmidt Kia of North County. The Man Meat food truck will be there. along with car seat safety tips from experts. The local fire department will be on site to assist with car seat installation, and a backpack with school supplies giveaway for the first 90 attendees. So there you go. How do you do?
That's a lot of backpacks.
Yeah. So come on by today. And Doug, we are obligated to talk with the listeners, which is something that I don't do.
Can you get around that somehow?
I might have a spokesperson with me.
You put on
just
a
issuing statements.
Put on a Gimp mask. No one comes up to you, bro. Like no one. Just stand there with one.
So if I stood next to a vehicle with a Gimp mask on and holding a backpack, nobody's going to approach me.
It could be a convertible that says free, and
maybe
no one's coming to you.
Like, those
no
Gimp masks cling to your head, though.
Oh, is that right?
Head shape.
Yeah, you would know.
Yeah, that's the problem. Wow, Jackson. Jackson from back in his Horton Watkins studio.
It's good to be back.
Well, that'll be fun tonight.
Speaking of Design Air, did the producers forget postage when sending out those Design Air hats? That's from the Trill side. Doug, what does that mean?
We don't have any postage. So they may have mailed them, but it's not going anywhere. We don't have stamps. We never have had any.
When did that start?
The lack of stamps.
The beginning of the show.
Yeah. No, it was definitely not the beginning of the show. I would comfortably assess it in the 2013-14 era.
When do we give out hats?
Seth wanted to give away those camouflage Design Air hats that Adam Wainwright was wearing for a week.
So that for the winner of the month, correct?
Got one
of
those. No, I think for each
for
day.
Each win. Nice. Yeah.
Oh.
Kevin Miller can have a stash.
But we forgot to mail them out.
It's Trillside.
It's just
Jackson's just not happy with the texture.
Well, he sends every text he sends in. He sends in 25 times.
Block him then. Block him.
Describe that as a tell.
Do we have the hats?
I don't have.
Everyone needs to just stay in their lane for a second here.
Oh,
uh-oh, Doug, get in your lane.
Well, the text said producers.
Yeah.
I'm not a producer. I'm not a producer.
Not when it comes to having to do anything.
No, I'm just curious, because all we got to do now is just give them to Jody with an address, and she does it.
Oh.
Yeah, supply chain issues, though. And,
and that's what's cutting back on the postage? Supply,
it's an easy one to go to, because nobody knows what that means.
They're still on a boat outside Long Beach.
The stamps are on a boat?
We can't get them. The stamps and the hats proper.
Stuck in a canal, just waiting to be unloaded.
Yeah.
Well, if you walk in every morning, you see two bags of things mailed out there, so... We have stamps. I don't care. I don't care if the listeners get their hats or not.
Come on, damn, stop saying things like that.
I was just sticking up for us. We have stamps, so it's not that. Don't blame.
But you care if the listener gets his hat? He's
no,
got
I
coming
don't.
To him.
I don't care. I don't. I'm not sending him out.
No, well, we didn't expect you to
blame,
do anything.
I don't blame
I
Jackson
think anyone.
I don't blame Jackson for not caring either.
I care. I just.
Doug Jackson's exasperated. This is the look on his face when he looks at the 101 text line.
Well, come in.
Enough of us.
Come in. We've got three Design Air hats here, and I got two stocking caps. Come on in. I'll give you one. Whoever that was that texted in 25
times. A Trill Cider.
Trill Cider. Come on in. I'll give you a stocking cap, or I'll give you one of these other three hats in here. They're all Design Air hats.
All right.
Yeah, come on in. Just ask for
it. Come get his own hat. We're not paying for stamps. We think we're made of money over here?
And actually, we don't mail anything out. What am I talking about? We don't mail anything out. You have to come pick it up here.
Yeah.
We have a receptionist, Jody, who is delightful.
Oh, she is delightful.
You come pick it up. We're not mailing anything out.
No.
So, yeah, what are we talking about? Stamps. We're not mailing anything.
Anyway.
You got to come get it.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that they're out there. You never came and picked it up. So get off Jackson's ass.
We're
Things
handing out,
are happening here.
We're handing out hats and stamps, and we're fresh out of stamps.
Well, I think we've tended to that issue.
Yeah, I thought we handled it quite well.
Get off your ass and drive in here and pick it up.
And now Sonya's not happy with the Plowhawk, and it's all starting, Doug. There was about a half hour of detente.
Been here for 30 minutes.
Can we get Jackson back on the board? Where are the drops at Plow Flunky? That's from Sonya.
Very aggressive.
Just play any drop.
Ken, not a producer, Strode weighing in. This is a hijacking. That's from show ombudsman Brian Henschen.
Oh.
He's not happy now.
No, this one's on me. I'm taking care of it.
That's Who had the first kid?
That's the beginning.
Shut up, Sonya. Don't fess up to anything.
That's the beginning and end of the situation. I messed up. I'm taking care of it.
Who had the first kid is such a deep question.
When that was said,
because somebody had to have this person who had the first kid, right?
My mind was like blowing up. Yeah. Because it is true.
Nobody can answer that question, though.
No, we tried on Pepper and Genie. I think we failed miserably doing it.
Well, it would have been prehistoric times, so all nobody right. was there well, to write
can,
it down.
You can talk about evolution all you want. There was a big explosion, and a lizard dropped out of the sky and had babies, and the babies turned into people. And
I don't think a lizard dropped out of the sky.
Where,
did that,
where was that in the Bible? So,
some sort of organism crawled out of the sea, I think.
I don't think you'll see evolution in the Bible. Yeah, just somebody had to have a, get pregnant, and then when it popped out, they didn't know what was going on. What is this?
Yeah.
You think they had that kind of thought process back then, as primitive beings?
What is this?
Yeah, their stomach got fat, and they didn't know what's going on. All of a sudden, a baby pops out. What is this? What happened here? That somebody had to do that first.
And the umbilical cord cutting, when did that start? That's what I want to know, too. So this is probably good topic for this show.
You know how dogs understand how to deal with that, and they haven't had a formal education. They know. I suspect primitive beings that ultimately evolved into man knew how to do that, too.
The first dog didn't know what was going on when they had a kid.
Well, it didn't just start as a normal-looking poodle.
So, Doug, what dog had the first puppy? I guess it'd be a wolf?
I don't know.
A wolf.
Or a bear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you have that. Just like a wild cat. When it has kittens in the wild, even as little kittens, you try to go up to them.
What in
the world? They just have that instinct that they're wild now. We don't like humans.
How many times have you gone up to a wild cat?
I had one in my complex that I was trying to feed.
And it was feral cats, wild cats. Not real wild cats out in the
A cat that's born outside and...
Feral cat.
Outside of marriage.
Feral cat. And I tried to get it to like me, and I would feed it cheese, and it got to the point where it'd come close to me and grab it, but then if I go to pet, it
was afraid of you.
But then it had kittens, and I saw these little kittens, they were like 6 weeks old, chomping through the grass at their mother, and I went to pick one up. Okay, how would you know I'm going to hurt you? You're 6 weeks old. They have that instinct. But that first cat didn't know any better. The first feral cat didn't. They didn't know they were supposed
to. Well, they become feral when they have to live on their own outside.
Yeah, but they don't know they're supposed to hate human beings.
Well, no. I think most animals would be afraid of human beings in the wild, if most animals that were bigger than.
And some
that's
aren't.
Why they run from us. Usually.
I don't get it. Some people have pet squirrels. I used to have a pet squirrel. It would jump up the tree when I came outside and eat peanuts out of my hand.
What happened to him?
Well, I moved. But now I try to feed these squirrels peanuts, and they just run away.
Yeah.
So I don't know how some will let you come up to you and be nice, and some don't.
Well, you know, some dogs are very nice, and some aren't. Some people are very nice, and some aren't.
I'm talking about wild animals like squirrels.
Bam! Gerbil!
Yeah.
Anyway, I've beaten
Shut
it to death.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something we didn't answer to. Who had the first kid?
Mr. Licks is, I guess, calling in and told
phone calls. Or anyway, I haven't even taken one.
No.
Yeah, he couldn't call in yesterday. He was busy. We apologize.
He said he was calling in, then he said he wasn't, and then a number of people said they weren't. Is Mr. Licks on the Steve Schmidt Cave North County phone line?
No.
No.
Nah. Even if he was. No, I'm kidding. I like Licks.
Well, he's been very critical, Plowhawk, since you've been away. Thank God Plowsy is back. Pepper and Genie is running on absolute fumes.
Well, we haven't done it 2 days, so I don't. I guess
really?
That would be
oh,
fumes.
Nice. Well, it'll be back today.
Well,
it
Jackson
needs a little
had...
boost of energy before the old man kills it once and for all.
No, Jackson was great filling in, and then he had a balloon party, and then I had a golfing outing yesterday. So I said, I'll wait till tomorrow. Wait till Plowsy gets back.
How was your round yesterday?
We had fun. Jackson's guy, Spencer Head, played with us. And I got to bring the guy's name up. I apologize. Who played with us?
Okay, we'll wait.
Well, all I got to do is bring up an email.
Time kill music, please, Plowsy.
I just got to bring up an email real quick.
This is brutal.
Raby played, too, by the way. Me, Raby, Spencer Head, and Tim Heitman.
Tim Heitman.
From Ascension played.
Okay.
We had fun. We thought we won, but we lost by a stroke to a Claiborne scene. Rock and Carriker and Jay Delsing.
Jay Delsing.
Oh, yeah, there was the kicker, Jay Delsing.
Well, they announced the winner, and I was just having fun. They announced the winner, 14 under par, and we shot 13 under. They announced it. I said, I guess Delsing shot the course record. And Claves, Didn't even use one of his shots.
Oh, I'm 2 pound
carrot cake. I said, so you guys shot 14 with threesomes?
It was a best ball scramble?
Yeah, with handicap. So I guess they played well. He pointed to Rock, and Clabe said he held us up all day. Okay, every time I saw him, he's in the woods.
Was it best ball or a scramble?
Best ball.
Got it.
So congrats to them. They won.
So everybody played their own ball?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a net score.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because we had, we started on hole four. Holes five and six, we eagled.
Doug, let's net pull up,
I think hole five.
What worked here for?
I think hole five, me and Tim got two strokes. Because I guess with the course, we were playing to 20s, even though I put down 18. I guess we got this Norwood, we got 20. And he got a par net eagle. And then I got a par net eagle, and we did not birdie one par three. And me and Tim are getting strokes on every par three. Couldn't par one par three for a net birdie. So that was our downfall. But course in great shape. I got to tell you, I know they'll cut it before the tournament. But they couldn't cut it because it was so wet. Mm. I could not get out of the rough.
Doug, the rough is dense as a thicket.
Oh, uh-huh. I mean, it just went down and it's so thick.
Yeah.
But the course is in great shape. They already started the construction on a lot of the galleries grandstands. And so it's going to be fun. I look forward to it. Thanks to the guys for having us out. David Toms couldn't have been nicer. Came up and played a par three with us.
Oh, yeah? How was his ball striking?
This is the difference between us and pros. The hole was playing 167.
Doug, let's pull it up. What is that? Is that 12?
I don't know.
I forgot what hole we're on.
I don't know.
We started on four. It could have been. I think we're on the back nine by then. Anyway, it was playing 167. I hit 6 iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and he was just in the cart when we had our shots. He was coming up. But I hit 6 iron. I was like 10 yards short. Mm. So David kind of, we introduced everybody, and he gets up there. What's the plan? I said, 167. So he gets his club. I said, what do you got? 8 iron, 9 iron? He goes, I'm going to hit a six. I said, I just hit six. Yeah, 8 feet. Just nice, easy swing, little right to left, boom, 8 feet.
Well, you're a big hitter. All the pros.
No, but you kind of think. I know he's 55 years old, but still, I'm older than him.
Yeah.
But so you would think he would be two clubs less than me. No.
He had a 7-0 now, so he could hit a 6.
Well, it's not like he asked me, what did you hit? But he didn't.
He probably wasn't that interested in what you hit.
No. He just couldn't have been nicer.
Oh.
He was, because it was closest to the pin, and Spencer hit, like, I thought it was like 17 feet. And I said, well, that would be closer.
Nutted it.
Tom just looks like us. David Toms. That's probably 22. Okay. I said, where are you? 9? Yeah, probably 7. Oh. So I said, okay, I just wrote 7.
Absolutely nutted it.
Okay. But I thought he was going to play another hole with us because they said he'll probably come out and play a hole and a half with these group.
But you embarrassed him with your length.
I wanted to do an Instagram post because, you know, I'm all about content.
Yeah.
But I wanted him to get on the green. I didn't have time to do it when he, on the par 3. Because my phone was in my cart, but I want to have a little fun here. Just set up the putt, and I'm gonna act
Who's
like
Tom?
David Toms. I call him Tom.
I'm sure he did. He love that,
Tommy,
or not?
Hey, DT. But I wanted to act like I was giving him a tip on. No, you got to grip it here. Give David Toms a putting lesson.
Yeah.
Doug, these are more sketches and bits.
Yeah. I tried.
Did he go along with it?
I thought he was gonna play another hole with us. So I said, I'll just wait till we get the next green. And he said goodbye after that par three. So. Your match, your game, your hole.
Didn't have time. He'd had enough of you, I think.
No, I guess he just played that one hole.
Okay.
Anyway, I was going to try.
Is he going to be in the tournament? Is he going to be active in the tournament? Is he playing?
Well, he's a defending champion, so I guess he'll be here.
Oh, he's playing. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good field.
All right. Who else is in the field?
Pretty good. Doug.
Wow, fresh off the media day. Very critical of the event.
Who else is in the
field? Well, once you play the event, then you're done, right?
I think Darren Clark. I think Jim Furyk. John Daly.
What about Bernard Langer?
Oh, John Daly.
Yeah, Bernard Langer is the king of the
Langer.
What a hustler.
I did find out yesterday. I saw him out there. Jay Williamson got a sponsor exemption.
Oh, is that right? Sweet.
In the tournament. So, congrats. I haven't been following the Champions Tour because I was talking to him. I said, you going to try to get a sponsor exemption? Yeah, I got one. I said, great. I said, have you been doing any trying to qualify? He goes, I played in 7 events this year. I said, oh, really? I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, you embarrassed him.
He played in Calgary last week and played fairly well from what I heard. I didn't know he was playing.
Gosh.
So I don't really keep up with the Champions Tour.
You didn't tell him you worked at this station, did you?
Yeah, Jay Williamson knows who I am.
Of course. Wow. You hit the same clubs as he does, too, probably.
I don't know what he's hitting these days. I haven't been following the Champions Tour. But he's played. Obviously, he's played. Evidently, he's played in 7 events this year. Yeah. I don't even know about.
Guys, the real difference between Iggy and the pros is that they don't live in a man-juice-covered poverty box in Maryland Heights.
Oh.
Smash the damn hijack siren. That's from the Dogtown Astro.
I think Tim asked me how the outing went.
I did. I was, well, Spencer, Doug, as you know, Spencer is my playing partner this weekend.
Oh.
And Jackson has a crush on him.
Why?
Jackson?
Big hitter.
No, he's a good-looking guy. Spencer's I can see where you'd like him, Jackson. He's a good-looking dude.
I told Tim, this was like a year ago, I said he looks like Brooks Koepka, and Tim ran with this bit that I have a crush on him. And all I said is he looks a little like Brooks Koepka.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be embarrassed.
That night, he rode me. He gave, oh, man, he let me have it for the whole game. I got it a lot of times that a couple of weeks there where I went places, I got it where I got it in a restaurant.
Patino.
And Spencer texted me that during the media day in the Q&A with Tom, who is also known as David Toms.
I call him Tom.
Confused as hell.
Somebody's phone went off, and Spencer, as a loyal listener of the program, recognized the ring and thought there was a very good chance that Ken's phone loudly went off during the media day Q&A with the participants on the stage. Iggy, is that accurate?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
What's that sound?
I got my phone off, so you won't hear it. Yeah, I was like standing in the doorway.
But they didn't know what station you worked at, right?
Well, everybody there knew me.
Oh, of course.
Damn.
You were a bigger star than Tom.
Probably. I had a sneeze.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were like tipping your cap.
No, I had a
that like comment.
I thought I had a sneeze.
I didn't think I'm that good.
So you kind of overshadowed David Toms.
Well, I didn't go into the room. I stood in the back.
And still they heard your phone.
Well, I forgot I had it on, and somebody sent me a message, and it was Raby. You there yet? You there yet?
Well, wasn't he there?
Yeah, he didn't show up like noon.
What'd he have going on?
I don't know.
You just threw him.
Doug, quite a showing here.
So it's Raby's fault they texted you?
Yeah, if he wouldn't have texted me, it wouldn't have went off. Nobody's texting me.
You're the king of the spin.
Nobody's texting me at 11:30.
Well, they 11:30 a.m.?
Yeah, I don't get... I get texts during the show from people that just make up numbers to try and see if my phone's on. Now, if I get a spam call, it's usually in the afternoon. Anyway, it was
so it's odd for you to get a text at 11:30?
Well, why would I turn my phone off? I turn it back on when I leave here, and I just forgot to turn it off.
Did you put it on vibrate or something?
I better turn it off. I'm standing in the doorway. But it did go off, and then Spencer said, was that your phone? Oh, yeah, it was.
Ugh.
It didn't.
So they kind of fell apart. It kind of blew up.
Didn't bother anybody.
Raby was the... I guess, yeah, okay. Never mind. I just think of, like, the blimp thing with the dropping coupons and Raby being there. I thought that
now,
was
Raby
funny.
Saw firsthand what I talk about all the time. And I don't know what hole we're on. We're just going by the hole, and there's a groundskeeper there watering something.
Mm.
And we're turning around in the car path and stopped. And this guy goes, Iggy, love the show. Big fan, buddy. I said, well, thanks for listening, man. And then Raby goes, I'm Chris Raby. How are you? Yeah, I love you. So Raby had to introduce himself. He didn't know who he was.
Oh. Like, what a nice Atlantic.
You're not only you're hitting the ball farther than David
Toms,
now you're a bigger star than Chris Raby. And everybody knew who you were at the PGA.
I had a groundskeeper said, Iggy, big fan, love the show. And I just, thank you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. And he goes, I'm Chris Raby. You know who I am. Oh, yeah.
Raby said, I'm Chris Raby. You know who I am.
Yeah, Chris Raby. I'm part of the show.
I got a 3-bet that. I just can't imagine.
I can't believe you would have said that.
I had an opportunity to go into the NFL then. Didn't. That was the only chance I had to go in and didn't go. And when I take a pay cut to go, which was hard to do at that time.
Raby played well. I think Raby shot like 83 yesterday. And that's after playing 18 holes at Gateway.
Earlier in the day?
Maybe
that explains why he was late.
Maybe that's why he was late.
36 on a Tuesday?
Maybe that's why he was late. He was playing Gateway.
Yeah.
He walked 18 at Gateway.
Oh.
And then came out there and shot like 83. With an 8.
And what'd you shoot? Probably 67.
I don't know. If I wasn't going to help the hole, I picked up.
That's the attitude.
The gentleman's way of playing.
Well, you fight her right to the end.
I helped out quite a bit, but the holes that I wasn't going to help, I said, I pick up, go ahead. Save my strength.
Caller Ellen says, don't blame Raby.
But for what?
For being late.
What do I care if he's late?
I'm not blaming anybody. 11:30. No one's supposed to text you at 11:30.
We're going to tee off if he was there or not. I'm not blaming anybody. Unless she says I blamed him for my phone going off.
That, I believe, is the context.
All right, well, if he wouldn't have texted, it wouldn't have went off.
How rude to text someone at 11:30 in the morning.
Really. Especially when he knows I'm at the press conference, and I probably have my phone on.
Still a great night.
Most people keep their phones on. They just put it on vibrate.
Well, I don't.
Clearly, yeah.
I put it on in here, and then you still bitch. Listen, somebody's phone's shaking.
Dude, that vibration that you have on your phone is beyond a Sibian. I can feel it. Like, it goes through the board, and yeah. I can feel it, like, you can see the mouse almost, like, shaking.
Hmm.
That would wake me up, like, if I was sleeping right here, that vibration would wake me up.
Mr. Lick's not happy, but not calling in. Don't say nobody cares. Doug, is that a double negative?
Don't say nobody cares. I think you can get away with that.
I think you can get away with it, too. Yeah. Your phone is incredibly annoying, and everyone wants it to stop. This is your worst attempt at being an attention-seeking whore since you last tried to mispronounce a word on purpose. That's Mr. Licks.
Yeah, what word would that be, dumbass?
Oh.
No, I'm tired of this guy.
You've had it with him, really.
You're Mr. Licks.
I feel like this is the last straw.
I'm tired of this guy.
Blocking!
Yeah, I do it on purpose.
Blocking!
Jackson, is Mr. Licks getting blocked?
No, I don't even know who he is.
I feel like I need more board approval.
I'm not friends on Facebook with a Mr. Licks, so I can't block him.
I think his name is Darnell Licks.
Oh, yeah, he's a truck driver from Afton, like says he like lives in Huntley.
Is that right?
This is the last thing I want is attention.
No.
I enjoy just
being,
that. If I could be incognito, I would. Mm-hmm. I can't help it if I go out and people know who I am. I'd rather just be incognito.
You've become bigger than the events you cover.
So to say that I leave my phone on for the attention is just dumb. I try to turn it off. Tommy told me to turn it off, so I try to turn it off.
There was a meeting.
That was awkward.
There was a meeting in which the head of programming for Hubbard Radio St. Louis specifically said, not to anybody in particular, but to turn phones off and stop just looking at them throughout the course of the show.
No, I did tell Tommy, I said, I don't have a laptop. So there's times I'm looking at my phone just like I would if I had I'm sorry, Mr. Licks, laptop.
I knew you were going to come after you. I just wanted.
And that's what I use to look up stuff. I'm not.
Yeah, I did that too.
Mr. Licks said he DM'd you about Cheryl Dulcher.
So what is that supposed to do?
I forgot about that.
Cheryl.
I forgot who cares about
that. Oh, you sent me a Dulcher. I love you, buddy. I'm sorry. I take that back.
Hold on a second. So you don't want him blocked?
No, I wouldn't tell Jackson to block anybody.
I would. Well,
I thought we just had the conversation.
No, I thought you were talking about me blocking him. Because I've had like 90 people blocked on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and other places. But I don't know who he is. I mean, he just doesn't bother me enough to block me.
I'd block him.
You know, one is blocked. So you can't really just be like the first guy blocked.
No, that's what I said. I don't ask you to block anybody from the text inbox.
Scott's wrinkled ball sack. Doug, I don't know what this means. Says, Tim, I think it's time to take old Yeller out back and end this. It was a good run, but all good runs must come to an end. Thanks. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
Boy, coming from you, that's, I don't know, that hurts a little bit.
Because you would like to sleep with his wife?
No, I always thought we were friends. Now he's telling me to get out.
That one stung a little bit, didn't it?
That one did sting a little bit.
Mr. Licks, you're fine with, even though you were wanting him blocked until you found out about the Cheryl Dulcher DM.
No.
Means you have almost no shot with his wife.
Well, Licks, I've never met Licks, I don't think.
Yeah,
maybe I have. I don't know.
But he DMs you by Cheryl Dulcher.
I don't even remember what it was about.
Who the hell is Cheryl Dulcher?
I'd block her.
I have no idea.
Block her.
I think I turned him on to Cheryl Dulcher and he liked it, which is fine, but I don't.
Cheryl Dulcher again?
Dulcher.
Who is it?
Gil Volva?
She's a singer.
Okay.
You make me high to have you.
Oh, no.
I want you deep down inside. I don't know it, but you know, for a ball sack to say, go shoot him, get him out.
Yeah, that one hurt. Yeah.
I've always been nice to them. Christ, I got your tickets to Gaga.
Ouch, that stung.
Well, maybe I didn't get them tickets. They just joined us.
Yeah. Take the tickets.
Either way.
Janie the lesbian and the Viking queen.
The one guy and his wife.
Doug, the one guy and his wife.
I took Carly. There's another couple, too. Then I think the Ball Sacks had tickets. They just joined us. Because they had tickets and seats. We were on the floor.
Sure. You were right down front.
But they joined us at...
Watering Hole?
No.
Tavern?
DB's. We went to DB's. And then they gave us their shuttle. They gave us their golf cart. It was 10 degrees outside. And we took.
You turned me on to Cheryl Dilcher about a year ago.
Is that Mr. Licks?
It took me forever to find that.
I don't know who that
is. Oh, my God. Is that... Is he on?
Oh, no. Hell no. That's a drop. That's how good I am.
Oh, that was a drop?
Yeah, that was a drop.
Oh, I thought it was on.
No, just a drop. That's all it was.
Well, good. I don't know if you enjoyed her or not. You said he turned me on to her, but...
No, I think right after that, he bashed us pretty heavily.
Mr. Licks did.
Yeah.
They all turn on you. They... you do things for them, and
you
then
do,
they forget.
You do, and this is the thanks you get.
Yeah. I got the ball sacks, a shuttle ride over to the... Scott Trades, they didn't have to walk.
How did you get them the shuttle?
Now I'm Old Yeller, I gotta be
shocked. Said the bar supplied the shuttle.
Well, yeah, but I got them in there.
You got them into the bar?
I got them on the shuttle.
Didn't they get themselves on the shuttle?
No, there was only six, and I said, we can squeeze two more on there.
Oh.
And that's when I still have the socks.
Still have the socks?
Yeah, socks the cat?
No, I know what happened. I had...
Am I losing my mind?
That
no,
sentence didn't
Mrs.
seem to go with the ones around it.
Mrs. Ballsack. Mrs. Ballsack.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was putting on lipstick or something, but she got it on her hands, and she goes, oh, I got lipstick on my hands. I go, here, just rub it on my socks. And she rubbed her pink lipstick on my socks, and I...
Locker.
I still have the socks with the pink lipstick on it.
Because you liked
it. Okay. It won't come out.
Hawk is just ejecting right there.
Am I still asleep?
No, I thought it was in like a shadow box, but...
No, it won't come out.
Okay.
I wear them still, but the pink lipstick won't come out.
Like trophies.
So not only did I get them on the cart, I let her ruin a pair of socks.
Locker.
And now they want me shot.
Block him.
The tenant next door to it is a Kokomo Joe's.
So this has really upset you.
I don't know how much nicer I can be.
Yeah.
I gave them my VIP pass.
You allowed them to sit on that golf cart.
the night of the Eddie McVeigh, Maggie O'Brien's event before Dotem, we all got VIP passes.
Well, sure they did.
I gave mine to Mrs. Dotem.
Because you wanted to sleep with her.
I said, now you guys can come inside. You can come inside the ropes, inside the inner circle here.
Yeah.
And get some free booze and appetizers. Because they were way in the back of the bar.
And how do they return that favor?
By wanting me shot.
Block him! Block him!
I don't know
if
I can go on.
Being shot out back would be a quick death.
Some of the other listeners.
Can they say versus Ballsex?
Yes, MMF. Yes.
Yeah, there's an MMF going, but I thought it was...
Oh, take your shirt off, Larry. Let's come with that. Show me the
next.
We have audio of an MMF involving the ball sex.
Which sounds to be in a spaceship. I don't know where that was filmed.
Larry's getting MMFs and I'm getting shot.
Yeah. Well, you're not really getting shot. They just want to see you get shot.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if I can go on today. This is disturbing.
Yeah. You really kind of, that was a shot to the solar plexus.
Oh, God.
Well, is it possible he was just kidding?
Ball's in your court, ball sack. But doesn't he want to be nut sack now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see, Jackson, there's a Scott Sprinkled ball sack texting in, and there's also a Scott Sprinkled nut sack.
That'll happen sometimes when I change text names. Mm-hmm. The old name will show up, and then, like, if you refresh or once you reopen the tab, it should show up back again. That's happened with, I think that might be the reason about the old guy and the angry old guy.
Oh, yeah, the angry old guy.
The real or fake one, I don't know. But, like, I changed Sonia, wanted her name changed to Peg Diaz.
Peg Diaz.
So I changed it to Peg Eesh. Diaz, and then you read a text and said Sonia, Sonia. So clearly the system takes a while to get there. But yeah, welcome, Peg Diaz.
Scott's wrinkled ballsack has issued a statement.
Yeah.
Iggy, you're taking the joke literally. No, I do not want you shot. You are a good guy.
Oh.
I consider you a friend.
That's nice.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Scott's wrinkled ballsack.
Nice. How do you feel now?
Now I feel good.
There okay. you go.
There you
what
go
about blocking. The Mr. Licks criticism?
No, I'm sure he's fine.
That and you guys are friends because you do
mean,
about
if we,
Cher Dilcher.
If we've talked music, then you're fine.
I really want him to call in.
Franklin and Totowa, what's up, Franklin?
This all started because Tim asked him about golf a half hour ago.
Oh, it was longer than that.
Please never ask him a question again. Yeah. It's Steve in Wildwood.
It could have been a hijacking.
One of the most egregious.
I don't have enough time on the hijack.
By the way, Steve, when are we playing our match? Three aside for you. You said yes. I just need to know when you want to play.
Nice.
I need to mark it out of my schedule.
Oh, gosh.
But just don't text back your answer at 11:30.
I can see the texters now.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, as long as Mr. Ballsack is listening, this is kind of an inside thing, but tell your wife a beautiful post yesterday on her Facebook page. I loved that. No, that's kind of a serious thing. That's kind of
Doug, what's going on now?
He'll know what I'm talking about. It's just
yeah, but the listeners don't.
All right, well,
go,
if you're
like
friends
that.
With her, I'm not going to tell you what her name is. But if you're friends with her, you know she had a post about their kid Rain turned one yesterday, and I had a nice story about the baby. So I'm just saying, tell her a very nice post yesterday.
Okay. But we are broadcasting to a large audience. It's important that they kind of know what we're talking about.
Well, I also say happy birthday to somebody that nobody knows either.
Gail Volva.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for this. Nice words. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Now get out of the business.
Well, she did. Right after the interview, I think, she called her agent.
Mr. Licks has issued a statement. Agreed. Iggy, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't know about Cheryl Dilcher. I'd call in, but I'm in the car with Mrs. Licks and the kids driving 6.5 hours to Upper Michigan, already being told to turn this stupid show off. That's from Mr. Licks.
That's reasonable.
Safe travels, and how are you, Mrs. Licks?
You imagine,
oh, here we go.
You imagine having to listen to this for 6.5 hours?
And right in front of it is a Red Lobster.
That's the good thing about Team All Day, though. You listen to us live, and then right afterwards, you can re-listen in case you miss something.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, because there's so many subtle moments that if you don't catch, you're really going to be left in the back of the classroom.
And then in the afternoon, you get old shows.
Oh, I just edited 18.
18 new ones?
Segments, little
so you,
saggies.
Plowsy's trip to Montana, 23 hours, you could just listen to TMA nonstop.
It would make the trip feel like it was like 40 hours.
Beer Cats is angry. I don't know what caused the anger.
No.
He burned himself in the fryer.
What a bitter little bitch he is. I helped his ass move and have donated to his charity, yet because I gave him a hard time about his trash casts, how were those scattered showers yesterday, he hates me. He's a bitter bitch. That's from Beer Cats, and I don't know what happened here, but something really got his rancor up.
Yeah.
Plowhawk, you believe it was a fryer incident?
Yeah, usually when you change the fryer grease, you got to heat it up, it pops. It's happened to all the fry cooks.
You got to heat it up, the pops.
Heat it up, and then, like, the grease pops.
Oh, the grease pops.
Do you ever pour ice into the fryers?
No, I've seen
videos. It explodes.
Boy, that would pop like
absolutely
crazy.
Absolutely, like, there was a Burger King that had to, like, shut down and, like...
Really?
Yeah, all for a viral video.
Carlos Spicy, we are not happy with Iggy wishing whatever the wish was to the Ballsack family. Somehow, an unsolicited, creepy DM to Mrs. Ballsack would have been the better route than what you just spewed over the airwaves, Ken. That's from Carlos Spicy, we are Duck. He's going into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, you don't even know what I'm talking about. I mean, if you're friends with her, you know what she posted.
But it's important that people know what we're talking about.
It was a nice little story about how the baby was conceived and how it came about. The baby just turned 1 year old.
Okay.
And I just said, tell her very nice nice post yesterday. I like the post, but still. She can say, Iggy wanted me to tell you that it was a great post.
I've got hair that people would die to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you did.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Why would that bother you?
I don't
took
know.
1 second for me to say that.
Well, I don't know.
I got a podcast that's in the top 50 in every country on the planet.
Dude rocks in Ethiopia, bro. Mm-hmm.
Pepper and Genie?
Would you rather have a nice podcast or a really nice head of hair?
Head of hair.
I know, we got both.
Head of hair all day.
Because there's not enough podcasts.
Plowsy and I have both.
Oh. Wow. Thank you.
You have a treat, bro?
A treat.
Crumb cake.
A little crumb cake.
And he's got a strawberry roll over there.
Yeah, check out this banana. Lex Steer would be jealous of this
thing. Oh, Doug, mouthify that.
How many bites? How many bites?
Oh, that's a lot, man. Not only length, but girth.
That's a much better treat than that crumb cake you're eating, though.
Well, it's like black to raw.
Oh, my word.
But yellow.
And he's got a jelly roll over there, too.
Jelly roll more.
Strawberry shortcake. And brought some saltwater taffy.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with saltwater taffy,
Doug? That was terrible.
Bought it from the trip.
Is that what Montana's known for?
Pull your teeth right out of your gums.
Bought it in Virginia City. In this old school candy shop. And brought a little snick snack. I need to have a big day. I have a big day ahead of me.
Yeah.
Little Tommy Tribbin's not happy with the show. I'll slide in for the wrinkled ball sack here. I am fully on board with bringing the old souffle out back and putting them down. Stop talking. Please, someone, anyone, take back the conversation. No one wants to hear this burnt shepherd's pie anymore.
Oh, man.
Take a smoke break and don't come back, Ken. Doug, while Iggy's out there having a smoke break, he'll see the author of the text because he's in the parking lot driving his dirt bike. His name is Little Tommy Tribbins.
Go ahead and stay out there. Drive around that fountain when I come out.
Burnt shepherd's pie, he called you.
No, you don't want to do that.
That's a new one.
The shepherd's pie, I love shepherd's pie.
Me too.
Not burnt.
Iggy banged a couple of listeners at the same time. There's no talking down on the king. Doug, what does that mean?
I don't know.
You banged a couple of listeners at the same time?
That never happened. No.
It's Doug's glue guzzler and his wife's on OnlyFans.
Well, I haven't banged them.
Would you?
Do that you've missed.
I probably would.
He dresses like John Rahm.
Well, I've seen her. Iggy, can we find somebody to talk pap smear today?
You've cut a wide swath to the listeners.
Yeah, I've just ruined so many marriages.
Man. Well, women can't say no to your charms. It's not their fault.
Well, a lot of people are saying no now because it's just when I say I'm not doing anything, just... I'm just going to lay here.
Ew.
I'll learn. Go ahead. I'll go smoke if you want, Tribbins.
No, that's bad for you.
Well, we're about due for a break, aren't we?
No. Yeah, we got to wrap up that mugging ass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. Doug, while the Cardinal game wasn't as close as one might have hoped last night against that Colorado Rockies bunch, there was a magical moment in the broadcast involving this show.
Was there?
We will have that audio for you. We have the Mugging Ass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. We have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. It's all coming up in our appliance discounters, 8 o'clock hour. Send your emails in. Really strong, 7 o'clock hour. Plowhawks return. Iggy did play golf at Norwood, and it led to a lot of different topics. It was Doug, the trunk of the topic tree led to branches upon branches with wonderful,
sure
dense foliage.
Including lipstick on the socks.
Yeah.
Threw us all for a loop there for a moment.
I'll bring those socks in tomorrow.
Okay. You can keep those now.
I'm telling you, they're in a
check
shadow
with box. HR just in advance. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning.